And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 6th. Sad news in Los Angeles. K-Star, singer of so many hit songs, including The Wheel of Travel and Elie Vuitton and so many other songs, passed away in Los Angeles at 94 years old. Complications from Alzheimer's disease. The Jersey Boys, the story of the Four Seasons, opened this week on Broadway in 2005. In 2006, John Hall, the lead singer from Orleans, was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives from New York. In 1981, the Kingston Trio reunited at Magic Mountain in California for a reunion concert, and it became a PBS special 3 months later. In 1988, John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival was cleared in court of charges that he plagiarized himself for his record label thinking The Old Man Down the Road sounded too much like Run Through the Jungle. Elvis Presley began filming the movie Wild in the Country this week in 1960. Cynthia Lennon was granted a divorce from John in 1968. In 1974, Connie Francis was sexually assaulted in a Long Island motel. The Dave Clark Five performed for Queen Elizabeth at the Royal Variety Show in London in 1965. In 1962, this week, a bullet hit a Motown tour bus in Savannah, Georgia. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. Jean Terrell was named to replace Diana Ross in the Supremes this week in 1968. In 1957, Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock movie had its national release. Buddy Holly's radio show debuted on KDAV-FM in Lubbock, Texas, this week in 1953. In 1966, it went this way. If Paul is dead, then this was the day that Paul McCartney allegedly died. November the 6th, 1966. Brian Epstein saw the Beatles perform for the first time this week in 1961 at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. Of course, he later became their manager and brought them to worldwide success and fame. The first issue of Rolling Stone magazine with John Lennon on the front page was published this week in 1967. Also this week in 67, David Crosby left the Byrds. 10 years earlier, Jailhouse Rock and Wake Up Little Susie were the number one and number two songs on the Billboard Pop, Country, and Rhythm and Blues charts simultaneously. Buddy Holly began his first tour this week in 1956, opening for George Jones and Hank Locklin. Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls were injured in a Marion, Arkansas car crash while touring with the Pilgrim Travelers Gospel Group in 1958. In fact, Lou Reed was actually pronounced dead at the scene, and the chauffeur unfortunately did end up passing away. This week in 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior and became the subject of the song by Gordon Lightfoot. Elvis's last feature film, Change of Habit, opened this week in 1969. In 1958, Frank Sinatra began filming A Hole in the Head with Eddie Hodges. Elvis's movie Roustabout was released in 1964 this week. The Abbey Road recording studio in London opened this week in 1931. John Lennon and Yoko Ono released their Two Virgins album with a nude picture of themselves on the cover this week in 1968. The Elvis Presley concert film, Elvis, That's the Way It Is, opened this week in 1970. The Doors performed for the last time with Jim Morrison this week in 1970 in New Orleans. In 66, Hollywood's Sunset Strip riots on this date provided the inspiration for Buffalo Springfield's song For What It's Worth. Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, Buddy Knox, and Carl Perkins appeared in the movie Jamboree, and that debuted in Hollywood this week in 1957. Marvin Gaye Sr. was given 5 years probation for shooting his son Marvin Gaye this week in 1984. In the studio, Joe Tex recorded Hold What You've Got in 64. Ferlin Husky recorded Gone in 56. Harry Nilsson began recording Everybody's Talking this week in 1967. The first Everly Brothers recording session for Columbia Records took place this week in 1955. They got no hits and were soon dropped from the label. Dee Clark recorded Your Friends in 1960. Shirley Ellis recorded The Name Game in 64, and Connie Francis cut My Happiness this week in 1958. Birthdays, the late Doug Sam from the Sir Douglas Quintet, born this week, 1941. Glenn Frey, born 1948. Mike Clifford, 73 this week. P.J. Proby is 78. Ray Conniff was born in 1916. Johnny Rivers is turning 74. D. Clark, born in 1938. Mary Travers from Peter, Paul and Mary was born in 1937. Joni Mitchell turned 73 this week. Al Hurt, born 1922. Nick Gilder, remember Hot Child in the City? He was also a member previously of Sweeney Todd. He is 65. Minnie Riperton, born in 1948. Bonnie Bramlett from Delaney and Bonnie is 71. Michael Johnson, 72. Leif Garrett turns 55. Ricky Lee Jones is 62. Patty Page, born 1927. Tom Fogarty from CCR, born 1941. Dave Loggins is 68. Tommy Fasenda, 75. Q. Sakamoto, born 1941. Darna Fargo is 66. Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake & Palmer is 68. Laverne Baker, born 1929. Jesse Colin Young from the Youngbloods, 69. Jim Pederick from Ides of March is 63. Mac Cassoon is 72. Paul Cowsill, one of the Cowsills, is 62. Brian Hyland turns 72. Neil Young is 69. Booker T. Jones is also 69 this week. Ruby Nash from Ruby and the Romantics turns 76. Bob Crew, 84. Joe Stafford, born 1920. Grace Kelly, born 1929. And Stonewall Jackson is 84. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 6th. Be sure to check out all the latest breaking news by coming to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com, and then click blog on the menu. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.